Welcome, lovely treasure. It's time to make sure you're prepared to let me play with and train you to our mutual maximum benefit. To get the most out of this recording, it's best that you be prepared with a hand towel or washcloth and some sort of oil or lotion suitable for intimate use later in the recording. It's optimal for you to get completely naked, so turn up your heat if you need to for comfort. Of course, you want to make sure you aren't going to be disturbed, and you have great sound quality, preferably with headphones, so you can catch every word I speak. Get cozy and go ahead and drape the small towel over your stomach so you don't have to worry about it later. Details are the essence of luxury. Also, take your lubricant and place it where you can reach it easily, even with your eyes closed. Now, try to stop thinking about the implications of all those instructions for a while. When you are all arranged just right, settle back and let your eyes fall shut and your muscles relax. Take a deep breath to center and focus on enjoying the hypnotic experience of having nothing to do but listen to my voice and follow simple and pleasurable instructions. For now, I want you to just take it easy and let me entertain you by talking about one of my favorite subjects, the radiant peacock. As you know, peacocks fan their feathers to pique the interest of their mates. Such a bold and brilliant gesture in courting a mate, exposing oneself, saying, "This beauty is what I am. I show it to you because I want, with all my flutter, for you to love me." A peacock can be timid, peculiar in its own regard. Yet once it spreads its plumage, your attention is caught with your breath before you could begin to resist its charm. Imagine that you're watching a peacock open itself up in its gesture of ritual courtship offering. Have you ever really experienced a peacock before? Its tail fan spreads wildly, unabashedly. Nature's canvas of vibrant and raw colors blended together to become an irresistible display. The patterns in the feathers are like hundreds of eyes focused on you. Infinite eyes with a mesmerizing depth, like a fluttering jewel-toned vortex, swallowing your consciousness and flooding your still mind with fascination. All those striking hues and designs, the longer you look at them, the more magnificent they seem. You may not understand why, but it seems one feather among them all has caught your attention. It seems that the end of the feather, where its hypnotic eye resides, has a subtly brighter, deeper color, like the center of a growing spiral that is the soul and swirling point of your consciousness. A gentle breeze that you're only slightly aware of gusts, then fades, moving the feather to the left and to the right, bending over to the left, and snapping up to the right. Still commanding your focus, your two eyes following the one in the brilliant plume. And that feather is moving just slightly more than the others in light of the wind, writhing to the left, popping back to the right, always pulling your gaze gently back and forth. In the stillness of your paralyzed observation, your obsession is a rush of attention worthy of the beauty enthralling you. Watching the feather blown and fluttery in one direction, falling back in the other, a fascinating back and forth, holding your gaze left and right, bending and returning with hundreds of deep green strands wafting in the current. As you keep staring at that vivid iridescent oculus, the wind finally plucks the feather up into the air in a spinning dance with the wind. The colors continue to carry your gaze and enthrall you even more deeply. The pure beauty feels like there are feathers blowing in your stomach as well. Internal tickling of joy or fear, like falling but knowing you're safe. As the wind carries the feather closer to you, then pulling it back, always playing with the edges of your reach. It's so tantalizing to imagine what those delicate strands of feather would feel like brushing against your face. The closer that eye comes to you, the slower it and everything else seem to move. The eye has pierced your sense of reality and has everything moving at speeds that feel like molasses poured over time. You don't mind though, do you, treasure? When every bit of your concentration is on the feather tips, floating closer and closer to you. If you are a little more aware right now, you might be surprised to notice that a word like hypnotized would describe your current state. Yet nothing will shake you from this alternately peaceful and exhilarating experience. Clearly, you must feel the feather brush you softly of its own wind-borne movement. You need the blessing of that touch so essentially. It would be worth falling under a powerful spell of deep sleep and of submission, losing all control, to feel one simple strand brush against your skin. Finally, after waiting so long and being willing to wait all the years necessary, you are eye to eye with the feather, and you fall into a deep sleep the moment its softness teases your skin, tickling you down deeper and deeper as the plume brushes your face and neck, teases around your arms and legs, strokes a gentle, loving caress down your chest, each teasing touch taking you into a comfortable slumber of totally relaxed surrender. And as you continue to focus on my voice, that feather will continue to stroke and fondle you with enchanting caresses all over your body. Such tender and exquisite sensations, aren't they, darling treasure? It's nice sometimes to be treated as a special possession, shined and polished with loving pride, isn't it? And so very effective from my point of view. And the gentle way I pry you open gives me the deepest possible access to your psyche, the farthest penetration into your inner landscape. The more you notice how effective my sweet little tricks are, the more effective my pleasantness will be on you. And as you are completely captivated in honeyed spells, the occasional rough playfulness or forceful movement will leave you utterly powerless in contrast to the soothing, gracious treatment that makes my treasure feel so special. You want to be my good treasure, don't you? You love being called my treasure because it makes you feel cherished and wanted, held and possessed. A treasure is a valued object with great essential worth. You are my thing, to the extent that I take pride in your devotion. Everything you accomplish will be a credit to me, because without my influence, your life would be completely different and by far more empty. You, by heeding a calling to me, by focusing on my voice, present yourself as being potentially worthy of being claimed as my treasure. However, to be truly pleased and proud to call you my own, I also require arete. Arete is excellence. It is the first fruits of virtue and all things good. The perfect fulfillment of particular purpose. That which is arete depends on the object of discussion. As each fractal of the universe has its own nature, and therefore its own perfection. Where, for example, in a slave, arete is to serve in perfect submission. In a goddess, arete is to receive with perfect grace. Reaching your best and highest potential is what I want for you as your goddess. And from you as your goddess. You must be wise, strong, and brave, clever enough to know when to push forward and when to let go. You should maximize your efficiency by learning to listen to your instincts and crystal definition so that you achieve tangible, positive results. An analogous concept to arete that appears in Buddhism is kusala, a Sanskrit term for the type of skilled, moral, brilliant conduct that inevitably leads, in the long run, to positive results. That's the important thing to realize, treasure, that choosing excellence in all things cannot fail but to create an abundant and successful life in every way. While some results will be faster than others, every area of your life can look just the way you really want it to. And what you want is to have lots and lots of time, energy, and money to please and spoil Goddess in all of our forms. Fantasize for a moment about how pleasurable it would be to get all of the extravagant gifts you like for the goddesses who make your life more full. Getting to indulge for hours and hours in deep trance as often as you like would be divine, wouldn't it? What would you do for your goddesses if you were as successful as you can imagine yourself being? If you achieved the ultimate expression of your life. Therefore, let right action be the first duty of your worship, the necessary platform of worthy supplication. I crave devotees who praise me with their excellent choices, motivated to greatness in my name. I reward and pet my treasures who are serious in endeavoring to please and spoil me by making their own lives extraordinary. I care about the quality of worship energy I take into my own power, my treasure. And you must strive to make yourself pure and transcendent for my sake. Whenever you hear an inner voice, perhaps mine or another goddess you trust, a best friend's, a version of your own telling you what to do, when you know with sudden certainty that following the instructions of that calm, clear voice will lead to the best possible outcome for everyone involved, then you are present to the way your best and highest self wants to guide you. Obey those instructions, treasure. Develop arete by listening to your instincts. In the pursuit of excellence, it is important to understand that a thing that is truly excellent in one moment might be just wrong in another. You must be able to recognize the proper application of opposite behaviors that can each be perfect in the proper context. Take, for example, fasting and binging. There can be usefulness to both a fast and a binge, each under the correct circumstances. Timing, if not being everything, is at least a prerequisite for successful application of either, but they are in most other ways completely different, except to the extent that a binge could be described as a fast of not having the thing, and a fast is certainly a binge of deprivation. To fast from anything as a sacred right, whether you're withholding from a food, a substance, or a pleasure, serves the purpose of emptying you of everything except the desire for the one thing you absolutely will not allow yourself. You sacrifice what is good to increase your appreciation when you do indulge. Fasting as a devotion to Goddess takes that desire and makes it all about being ours. Every sweaty bit of longing is a constant reminder that there is no pleasure without the blessing of a goddess. No satisfaction if I'm not pleased. A binge, on the contrary, can be a celebration of your own worthiness to receive pleasure. Your universal divinity, a well-deserved reward at generous goddess hands. A binge is a total refusal to deprive yourself of anything less than more than what you want of something. A binge is exploring the nature of an experience so intensely, giving yourself up to the conquering temptation of a thing so thoroughly that you can never be mastered by its enticement. Unconditional indulgence, gorging, particularly on a naughty pleasure, is a very necessary delight. I am predominantly a binge goddess. I feed off of complete gratification. I binge on binging. I know that everyone is going to be happier if I get everything I want all of the time. This, of course, creates a bit of universal imbalance, which I'm afraid you're going to have to make up for me, useful treasure. The arete of worship for you should be tilted at least slightly towards fasting, with the satisfying knowledge that if your deprivation empowers my luxury, that what you give up leads to the idyllic result of making sure I want for nothing. as an exercise to help you identify what changes you might make in your life in the pursuit of arete. Imagine that you are looking at the front page of a newspaper floating before you, that at first appears to be an ordinary edition with the typical layout of headlines, text, and photos. But as you begin to scan some of the headlines, it's obvious that there's something strange about this paper. In fact, all of the articles in this newspaper seem to be about you. And across the top of the page, the banner reads, The Treasure Times. The Treasure Times is a weekly edition, and this copy covers everything you've done in the past week, reported in gory detail, or grandiose prose as appropriate to the incident in question. Take a look at all the positive articles first. The ones titled things like, Perfect Masturbation Streak Continues, and Treasure Trances Deep Adores Goddess. Enjoy all the points of victory in your life, the things you should be proud of, and that make me proud of you. Such a good treasure. Simply glance over anything written up that you feel could have been better, thinking about how you would improve in the future, then letting go of any concern. Now imagine that you're looking at an early edition of the Treasure Times for the week that is in front of you. What does it say you will have done that will make me proud and fluttery that you're my treasure? How will you have had made the best possible choices, leading to you being even happier with yourself, as represented in next week's edition than in this week's edition? You are writing the paper of your life all of the time, and all of the time you should behave that way, as though your goddess will be examining every action for reasons to be pleased with you. Making good choices is an excellent form of goddess devotion, because the more successful you are, the more you have to offer the goddesses whose attention you crave. Formulate all your wonderful plans for making sure we are both thrilled with the reports of the next Treasure Times. To achieve all of your goals and behave as a truly reverent treasure, you must seek to make every moment as splendid and pleasant as possible, paying close attention to the needs and wants of your body, as well as your mind and spirit. If you have a pain or an irritation, take action until you are fully at ease. Make your own comfort a thing that you value. Learn from the peacock whose feather brushes your skin in a consummate example of that which is pleasure. Peacock arete is to behold oneself beautiful first and foremost, because from a place of perfect confidence in oneself, the perfection of others is truly revealed. You can never love another with a higher quality than the love you have for yourself. To pretend otherwise is false and desperate, a greedy form of giving. To martyr and sacrifice yourself to avoid the burden of unnecessary guilt and self-loathing. Instead, there is an inclusive peacock pride. For when he holds himself the most beautiful, when he taps into his most radiant power, it is always for love of the beauty in another, for desire, to acknowledge the inspiration of the object of affection. A peacock flutter says, let us be gorgeous together and celebrate with passionate loving the excellence we share. Having learned much of the arete of being a goddess from peacock in dazzling visions, it's easy to offer myself as the best possible reminder to assist you in your quest for arete. You're going to learn two associations for your benefit, and you, of course, will learn them perfectly. Excellent treasure. First, every time you hear my voice, you will be inspired towards aggressively pursuing prime choices and experiences at every opportunity, without placing undue pressure on yourself, without having to push and force, but rather simply and easily doing the things your deep instincts tell you are right. Listening to my voice will always help you clear your head to hear your instincts. My words always seem to guide you down exactly the path you need. When you hear me speaking to you, it will remind you how important your obligations to worship me through Kosala, so that you will have plentiful results from your efforts that will make me proud of you. You will remember that it feels so good to be able to enable my luxurious, binging lifestyle that is so very right for me by acquiring my recordings and sending me gifts, both material and energetic. Listening to me is the ultimate inspiration towards leading an excellent life. In fact, the voice of any goddess will have the same effect on you, as you certainly cannot resist the desire to be extraordinarily pleasing when you're within the vocal presence of a divine she who is herself. The more goddesses you have to please, treasure, the more important that you accomplish lots and lots of success to offer and share. The second trigger I want you to internalize is a feeling of being personally rewarded by me for being such a good treasure every time you look at one of my pictures. Every depiction of my eyes, my lips, my perfect body will send shivers of acknowledgement all up and down your spine, an arousing tingle of astral petting all throughout your body, tickling over your skin like that delightfully persistent feather that keeps taking you deeper into my spell, more charged than simple orgasm for the sacred and gratifying fact that I, from my most gracious and loving impulse to bless my treasure, want you to feel rewarded. A reward is so much more than anything that can be achieved on one's own. A reward is of necessity something that must be intentionally given as a result of good behavior. Looking at my pictures is a way you can see how pleased with you I am and feel so delighted with yourself that all of your efforts feel like no expenditure at all in the face of knowing I am happy with you. And I want you to experience my beauty as self-love. For in my own peacock nature, I find that inspiration to be a very fine love indeed. Of course, you want to make sure that you deserve to be rewarded all the time, don't you? And the way to make sure you're always a good treasure is by starting by mastering the things that are the easiest or that you're already the best at. For example, pleasing me is so easy that it should be a top priority, since it would be such a shame not to please me when it's very simple to make me happy. A fluttering peacock is easily satisfied with affection, devastated by inattention. You can make sure that I know you're paying attention to me all of the time, even if in the very background of your mind when you're preoccupied with the other forms of arete in your life. And you can thrill me with every form of offering. You can certainly commit yourself to practicing the art of perfect trance, can't you, devoted treasure? Make sure that you are doing everything possible to reach ultimate depths of release and surrender. Open yourself beyond the point where you begin to feel afraid. Be vulnerable, so very vulnerable, to experience the joy of being held safe or the sublime satisfaction of being beyond concern for your own well-being, so long as you can only drift deeper into goddess voices. And have you ever asked yourself if you are really masturbating as well as you could be? Are you enjoying all of the ways you can touch yourself thoroughly every time you take yourself in hand? Is there arete in the way you build erotic energy to the point of beautiful and delicate madness, and the way you appreciate the momentary binge of release? I don't think you really have thought enough about this, and I'll tell you why. It's too easy to take for granted that familiar activities are being carried out in the best possible way without ever considering additional improvement. I think you should practice some really excellent autoeroticism for me right now, don't you? Aren't you in just the mood to go after the perfect devoted orgasm treasure? I love that learning to be a superb votary in my service has been turning you on so much, along with the tantalizing of my feather wand. Because of course, I want you to be really hard and lusty for an outstanding sensual experience. Another key element to making your cock feel exceptionally good is making sure that you duplicate the pleasing sensation of a wet pussy as much as possible with lots of lubrication. Since I've taken care of making sure you've planned ahead for that, go ahead and take your lubricant of choice and squeeze plenty into your hand, then setting the bottle aside where you can get it again if you wish. If you weren't following specific directions, would you thoughtlessly dribble directly or carelessly just start rubbing cold lube onto your most delicate skin? Silly treasure. Is that masturbatory, arete? No. You need to warm the oil first by rubbing your hands together for warmth, thinking as you do about how good it will feel to slide that warm slickness all up and down your cock's hardness, squeezing firmly to feel secure goddess possession in every touch. It feels so sexy to take the time for every erotic detail, doesn't it? And knowing that you're worshiping me by taking exquisite care of yourself fuels the heat and tension so well. Now that your lube is properly warmed, go ahead and slide both hands around your cock, moving up and down slowly to spread the silky wetness all over your cock, up around the head and down to the base, as well as all over your balls. Get more lubricant if you need it to make sure you can glide your hands all over with no friction at all. Don't forget to warm up any additional lube as well. Take lots of time to slowly and firmly make sure that you're perfectly spreading that sexy slickness onto every inch of your most sensitive skin. Go ahead and take plenty of time just firmly but slowly massaging your cock with one hand and your sack with the other, resisting the urge to start stroking faster or harder. Again, enjoying the anticipation of knowing how good the next thing you're going to do to yourself is going to feel. What are your favorite strokes and twists? Is there a special grip or finger flutter that pushes your buttons beyond all others? Don't you think you would feel more deliciously vulnerable if you spread your legs as wide as you can while you keep preparing your cock for more intense ministrations? Oh yes, very good, Treasure. This is a fasty kind of action, isn't it? Depriving yourself of more to increase your appreciation. Holding back for me. Your willful desire to please me with your perfect worship is very sexy. Good fasting timing, letting the heat build. And now it's almost find you. Time to let flames explode in a binge of touching without hesitation. In every way you know to make your cock feel really good. If you're ready to commit yourself to the worship of Arete with vigor when I release you from trance. You see, the most perfectly pleasing binging rewards are those that have been well earned. The most excellent orgasm available to you is a release with my blessing, or even better, at my command. Of course, you would want to finish in any circumstance where I didn't forbid you to orgasm. But the most satisfying case is knowing that I really want you to come for me, isn't it, Treasure? So if you are enthusiastic to answer yes, Goddess, to the following 5 questions, I insist that you release the perfect, powerful, devoted orgasm the next time I call you my good treasure. Question 1. Do you promise to do your best to be excellent for me at all times, treasure? Question 2. Doesn't it make you feel so cherished to know I want you to be experiencing the ultimate pleasure right now, my treasure? Question 3. Can you feel that it adds something powerful to your state of arousal when you're being your best for me, treasure? Question 4. It's going to feel so good to be programmed to achieve more excellence every time you hear my voice. Isn't it, treasure?
Aren't you already desperate?
Question 5. Aren't you already desperate to feel the rewarding grace of gazing at my photographs, treasure? Good treasure. Let go now for me with devotion and excellence. Yes. Yes. Very good treasure. Such a pleasing, wonderful treasure. I am so proud of you and looking forward to glowing over you as you fill your life with increasing success. I'm going to count now from 1 to 3, followed by the word up. And when I give you the up command, I want you awake and vigorous, excited and energized to take on living a life worthy of pleasing not just a goddess, but every goddess. 1, staring up now. 2, you can even start to open your eyes. 3, feeling all the joy of being my good treasure. Now, up, up, up. You're so much fun to play with treasure. I'll be looking forward to you hearing from me again very soon.